Good morning and welcome to City Beat here on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and joining me this morning is Mayor Colleen Smook. How are you doing today?
I'm here. I'm good.
All right. Now, Mayor, the city has announced a couple of events and activities planned for Canada Day on their Facebook page. So what does the city have on the docket for the day so far?
Well, how about if when I chased for staff just in the last half hour, absolutely nobody was around. So I'm going to have to give you a further update. I know there's lots of things, and with the openings, there was a few options that they were exploring. So next week, I'll make sure I have a complete rundown for you. And there is a Thursday morning meeting at 11 a.m. that will be just happening at the TRCC with the committee. And Casper will be putting out any updates. If you look at our Facebook page, and he'll keep you updated on the things that are as they're being completed.
Mm-hmm. We didn't get a chance to talk about this last week, but June is Pride Month, and I believe the city had a flag-raising ceremony for Pride. Is that correct?
No, it's not. We've talked about it, but it hasn't just happened yet. I'm hoping it's going to happen shortly. Actually, Pride has reached out to us also to paint a sidewalk within the boundaries of City Hall here. So I think they're just waiting for some better weather so they can get that done also.
Mm-hmm. How important is it to commemorate Pride Month here in our city?
Well, we're such a diverse community that it's basically important for us to recognize all our citizens in that. And I think it's just something you do. It's, you know, part of our community. Everybody is important to us. I just think it's super important to recognize people's individual identities.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Now, Thompson's Beautify Thompson community cleanup is well underway here. How has the engagement been for the cleanup so far? We're just over a week into it.
Well, despite the, you know, some of the rain and the not great weather and the swamps being fairly wet and the grass and that, there's actually a lot of citizens that have been out there picking up. Not a lot. I see a lot more out there, and I've dropped off some water and stuff to people. And not everybody is putting their name in for the draw, so they really should get a hold of our Facebook page and put your name in. If you have pictures before and after, even better, and you'll be entered for prizes. We have a couple businesses that have already started doing their cleanups and that, and looking good. So you can also, if a business or a person isn't nominating themselves, or even if you see a great yard out there, reach out to us. Or you could and nominate them for, you know, an award. It doesn't have to be. Some people are, you know, sort of quiet, or, you know, don't want to brag about themselves. But as a neighbor, as a friend, as brag about our businesses. Our small businesses have really struggled, and despite that, there's still flowers going out. They're still working hard, keeping their lawns swept and clean and their parking lots. Same with individual with neighbors that have their flower beds already started, decorating in the windows and that. Let's feel free to nominate them for some of the prizes too.
All right. And what were some of the areas that have been cleaned up so far during this cleanup?
So this year we didn't put, as last year we had, we went from specific area to area. This year is just sort of all areas combined. So it doesn't matter what area you're in, fullness and that. And then we will be actually, you know, as I'm driving around and see that an area that needs targeting, we'll basically, when people phone in to ask where they can go, we'll lead them to those areas.
Sounds good. Now, Colleen, we do have a couple of listener questions here. The first one is asking, which roads in town will be resurfaced this year?
Okay, so we've actually got a couple different scenarios in place that we're just waiting for. One was dependent on the federal commitment, so we're just waiting on that. They keep asking questions, so even though it's getting later, we've sort of waited because the interest is definitely there. We keep answering their questions. The other is that we have the gas tax that will definitely be going along. So we'll keep you posted as we're getting the information in. And in the next week or two, we'll definitely have a commitment of how much we're doing, whether it's a huge project or a smaller project this year.
All right. And another listener just called and asked, what are the COVID-19 restrictions for yard sales this summer?
So far, as of right now, we can't have yard sales. But I'm thinking we'll be asking that question. I'm on a task force, and it's actually on my list of questions for our meeting tomorrow. So basically, once we find out, I'll get Casper to post it, and I'll definitely be making announcements too.
All right. Now, Colleen, are there any public works or city updates to share today?
Well, there's a water break on Cree Road. That's we've got some blockage off there working on that, so please be careful. The street sweeping is on Westwood Drive today, so watch for the equipment and watch. There's a fair bit of dust. And we've actually got more with the extra street sweeping that we've allowed this year, and having two crews, we've got a lot more further into the street sweeping this year than normal years. I just want to remind people that before we get to your area, if you have grass and stuff to sweep onto the road, do it. Please don't do it after your area has been swept. And if you look at the city of Thompson, they do put out every day what area they're going to be done. So if they haven't been to your area yet, let's get our grass cleaned off so that we're not getting any fines or tickets or made to clean it up ourselves afterwards.
All right. Now, Colleen, are there any parting thoughts as we wrap up here this morning?
I have a couple. On this Saturday, we'll be having a flag-raising ceremony for Special Olympics Week. So we'll be flying the Special Olympics flag. So basically, it's just a quiet raising the flag if you want to drive by and that. It's no gatherings at this point, but Special Olympics is another group very important to Thompson, and we do what we can to support. So please reach out, and if there's anything that you can help Special Olympics with and that, especially at this time with the COVID, they've struggled. There hasn't been the bowling. There hasn't been the activities. So a lot of our athletes are been on hiatus for this whole winter. So please reach out. Also, it's the vaccine walk-in clinic again today. Yesterday and today, there was walk-in clinics. Yesterday, there was literally a line of up to 10, 12 people, sometimes four or five, all day outside the rec center. Still, people were happy to be there. I didn't talk to any totally disgruntled person. I guess one sort of said we should do better. But if you look at the super sites in Winnipeg, and if your wait outside is only a 10, 15 minute one, I think we're doing pretty good. And the vaccine's going into the arms today. There was a big lineup before it opened. But once that lineup opens, right off the bat, they get 50 people in there going through. So then that subsides. So just a reminder, and you can go if you're before May 4th was your first vaccine. You're definitely eligible today. If you're Indigenous, you're eligible as long as you've got your time is up. If you have any issues, then you're also eligible as long as you've had the 21 days or for Pfizer or 28 days for Moderna. So that's all good. One thing I've been asked to read, our census. We are really down with our census numbers. People aren't filling out the census form. I know it was all came and it was online, but there is a phone number that you can phone to get your census papers. It's very important if we, you know, want to keep up our police services, if we want to keep government money flowing into the community. We only get the amount that's based on the census that live in Thompson. So if we end up a couple thousand people not filling out the census, and it's more right now, we could end up with major cuts to some of our funding that comes that's based on our people count. I guess then, last but not least today, I would like to shout out a big happy birthday to my son, Sean Hay. He's 44 years old today, and he listens to his mother every week and says, I never talk about him. So today's the day to talk about him. Happy birthday, Sean.
All right. Well, on that note, thank you again, Colleen, for joining us this morning on City Beat. It's always great catching up with you.
Okay, you take care.
Thanks. And if you have questions you'd like answered next week, email them in advance to chtmnews@arcticradio.ca or call our newsline at 677-3905. For City Beat here on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.